I want to just share a couple more things, and then we've got a slideshow for you that you can see some of the pictures of the week. Every evening, the kids, we were all so blessed because the Cherokee Nation had something each evening planned for us. And one night, they had a storyteller there who was a well-known storyteller of the Cherokee stories, you know, that have been handed down through the ages. Are you laughing at me over there?
No.
Okay, good. But it was great. He didn't just stand up there and talk. It was audience participation, and so he was pulling the kids out to help illustrate and act out the stories. And he would say in his microphone, you know, something, and then put the mic in the other kid's face, and they had to repeat it. And so we had lots of participants there. Paul was a hyper rabbit. Very fitting. Tyler was a rabbit. Let me see, who else was pulled up? Were you in part of it, India? Yeah, Weston was, what, were you an alligator? Weston was an alligator. We had several kids. You'll see some of the pictures in the slideshow, but it was really fun. He could have kept going that night, even though it was hot in there. We would have sat a lot longer. And then one night we had a drummer and singer, and he would, you know, play the drum for himself and sing some of the Cherokee songs, and then he would explain those. One night they had the Cherokee Youth Choir, and they were amazing. They were dressed in the traditional outfits. And then on our last night there, we had the chief of the Cherokee Nation that was there to thank us and visit with us a little bit. So one night we went to the creek. You'll see pictures of that. It was great. It was awesome. And then on the way out of town, our kids, we had the option of stopping early Thursday to, or Friday, what, Thursday, to go to the Cherokee Nation Museum. And our kids decided they didn't want to do that. They wanted to stay and work longer to try to get some work done, which I thought was really awesome. And so on the way out of town Friday, we took time to go through the museum, and it was a really neat experience to get to see the Trail of Tears and just read about the history of the Cherokee people. So we all standing up here and those that went on this trip that aren't here know that there's absolutely no way that we could have gone on that trip without you all. Through the pie auction and just, you know, various fundraisers. And so, you know, just know that we don't take that for granted. We don't take it lightly. We know that the reason we went was because of you all and your continued support of this youth group. And we just wanted to thank you today for allowing us to go and represent our church and our community and most importantly, to be the hands and feet of Christ. And we couldn't have done that without you all. So thank you very much.
I just want to say I'm in more control of this service. I just want to say thank you. In the 8 o'clock service, I was kind of emotional, you know. But thank you for being our hands and feet. We celebrate each of you. And we thank you, leaders, for... we were talking between services that we have awesome youth, but we also have awesome leaders that are willing to go and teach and do all the things that need to be done to produce awesome youth. And so, you know, all the sponsors, Gary, Dennis, thank you so much for going. Really appreciate it. I also want the church to know that this is only because of you all. The things that you do, the money that you give, all go to ministries of this church that make a difference in the lives of people, that change people, that show people how Jesus freaks live, that show people how Christians live, that show people, like in a church camp this week, one of the things that we did was Bible quiz, and I would read the book of James and leave out a word, and the kids would buzz in and lift up what the word was. And by the end of the week, the kids had more or less learned all 5 chapters of James. And one of the big things in James is, you have faith, great. I'll show you my faith by my actions, by my deeds. And that is what being a Christian is all about. Quite honestly, that's what being a United Methodist is all about. When your actions and your deeds when your actions and your faith come together because of the joy that we have in Jesus Christ. And it's only because of what you all do that allow this to happen, that allow Vacation Bible School to happen this week and change lives of a younger generation. And so I just want to say thank you. And just know that as long as I'm pastor here, it will be this church's goal to change people's lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.